David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and this is Stacy from The Advisor, and I'm very excited today because we have a very special guest today. His name is Scott Olgren, and he owns a wonderful supplement company, and he has a lot of knowledge when it comes to healing the body and rejuvenating your body and making and working with longevity and helping yourselves. In our society, we sometimes don't understand things as well as we should, and there are a lot of myths out there and misconceptions, and Scott's here to educate us and tell us a lot about different things and how we can improve our overall life, mind, body. And he's here today, and I'm so excited to have him on the show. Scott, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Stacy. One correction, I wish I owned the company, but I also feel, you know, as a lot of people I think that are on a mission, they feel that what their work is as if they owned the company.
Yes.
But I am the CEO of a company called E3 Live. We are the harvesters and the manufacturers of a rare wild-grown nutraceutical microalgae that is found actually in only one mountain lake in the world, here in Klamath Falls, Oregon. The microalgae is known by its acronym AFA, which is short for its scientific name, Phanazaminon flossaco, which is quite a mouthful, and why everyone just refers to it as AFA or blue-green algae. I have been, like yourself, involved in natural foods for many years, over 40 years. And like most people, I got into it because of my own ill health or my own thoughts that, wait, this can't be the only way, you know, the pharmaceutical route. And, you know, I'm only in my late teens and 20s and I'm already experiencing these things. And of course, back then, it was just a number of books that kind of got me thinking about the diet disease, diet health connection. Mm-hmm. And that's really what started it. And interesting enough, that AFA happened to be one of the first supplements I ever took. I've been actually eating it virtually daily since 1987, which I know ages me. Most people are probably born around 1980. I actually just turned 68, but you know, that's a testament to its efficacy. I still think it's one or the most potent cellular regenerators that I've ever found, which is why I continue to use it and why my career seems to constantly be revolving around this particular microalgae. Before we started recording, we were talking about cellular regeneration. And to me, that is the central key, and oftentimes the missing key to people who are starting to recognize that they have more of a control on the controls, the knobs of how their body is aging, how their health is, and how you can reverse long-standing health problems by starting to change your nutritional intake. And that has really been the central theme of my life, my passions, and also, fortunately, my careers for the last 40 years.
You know, I think people don't realize, because it recently it's been promoted a lot about how beneficial it is. But for, you know, it's been here for hundreds of years, but no one has really, talked about it a lot, and you used it in the 80s. But if you ask a lot of people, they won't know what it is, and maybe
No.
you could share with people the benefits and the changes that, you went through, and maybe even share a little bit about your story and how it dramatically affected your life and changed your life and made it, really gave you a second chance at living a healthy and happy life.
Yeah, in gen, I mean, well, first of all, the whole idea of learning how to eat a diet that allows you to live to 100 years, allows you to survive with all your organs and faculties intact until you're in old age, that by itself is such a fascinating study. But I will actually use AFA as kind of the example, as maybe like the spark plug of it, because in fact, it is the original spark plug of life. Algaes were the first thing on our planet that figured out how to eat sunlight. They were the first ones that grabbed it, figured out how to capture that light, and then the metabolites out of that algae suddenly were spitting out oxygen and other things that allowed an entire different spectrum of life to take hold. So it has that ability. That's really one of the startling and wonderful things about this particular microalgae, is that it is able to capture light so intensely, and then because of its growing medium, it is has this huge, huge nutrient density inside of this microalgae. The other thing that makes it so powerful is its actual cellular structure. It basically dissolves in your hand when you're out there during its growing season, in late summer and then beginning in the fall. That's when the algae is thriving. That's when it is really alive. And when you go out there in the lake and you're picking it up, it's this extremely vibrant color. But if you look at it, the cells, the minute you pull it out of the lake, they start to almost dissolve instantly. And that gives you, that gives you a clue as to its bioavailability. In other words, how easily the body can absorb all these micronutrients. And from our experience, the thing that seems to really kick off the cellular regeneration is the body's access, not to the macro ingredients, which are important, proteins and carbohydrates, things like that. Those are what most people pay attention to. But to me, where you really experience the changes, the physical and mental and emotional sensation of cellular regeneration, is when you start to add superfoods into your body, because it's giving you those building blocks, those micronutrients, and AFA is filled with them, over 80 micronutrients, magnesium, selenium, chromium, magnesium, zinc, iodine, all those things, along with the entire spectrum of amino acids, but in that very, very simple form, not whole proteins that have to be broken down, but in those micronutrients that the body immediately absorbs and uses. So that's really the kind of the central key for why. There's a couple other things too, which we can get into, which is all about the adult stem cells. And that's a fascinating bunch of research that's being done now on AFA.
Yeah, no, I love the concept of adult stem cells, because it's really with the proper, stem cells, you could really rejuvenate parts of your body that, that have been, damaged or have not been functioning properly. It just does wonders on the body. It goes into the body and it starts to rejuvenate, and it starts to fix areas of the body that, that need the help. It's just, it's an amazing, stem cells are amazing. And maybe you can go into it and tell people about it, because people are learning about it, but they don't really know a lot about it. If you ask them the facts, they kind of, they hear about it. They hear a little here, a little there. They know it's good, but maybe you could really educate people and explain to people how great it is.
Yeah, the layperson's basic understanding of stem cells is that they are part of our immune system, and adult stem cells have this, why there's so much research being done on them is that they have this ability to turn into, to morph into anything that the body needs. So like muscle cells, brain cells, blood cells, even organ tissue. And the majority of the stem cells that the body uses come from the bone marrow.
Yeah.
That's where they're released. How, the mechanisms behind why they're released and when they're released, that's still up for, we're not really sure why. But if we're
Yeah.
damaged, if we're in an accident or something, the body releases them out of that. And so what recent research has found out is that if you eat a couple of grams of dried AFA or fresh AFA, this microalgae, within a half an hour, you see this migration of an increase in adult stem cells throughout the bloodstream. So that seems to be one of the main mechanisms or reasons behind all of these tens of thousands of phenomenal healing stories that we have seen over the decades of
Yeah.
people reporting to us, hey, this is what's happening to me when I eat AFA. And we used to point to it as well, it's an, because it's so concentrated in all these nutrients, it's very, very high in chlorophyll, which is, has a very powerful cleansing effect on the body. It's almost like green blood. It's
Right.
like it's like the blood of green plants. And but now with that stem cell research, we have more of a sense of like that's why we're getting those kinds of results.
That's amazing. Now, what are some of the common benefits that you hear from a lot of people as they start to use AFA?
I think the main ones is a sense of being of getting younger. You people will comment that, yeah, your eyes look whiter. You've got clearer eyes, or your
Yeah.
skin is looking better, or you have more energy, or less joint pains. Those are really the main ones. Some people's digestion improves. Sleep better. All those kind of classic signs of cellular regeneration. And also, one of the most common things about cellular regeneration is when you are doing things that
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Increase your body's ability to cellular regenerate. The one of the phases before the cellular regenerate, well, it's actually part of cellular regeneration, is
Yeah.
that your body will get rid of or replace subpar tissue, subpar cells, anything in the body that is not operating at its highest function.
Yeah.
That's the whole key. So during that time, you can also oftentimes go through a detoxification. The cells have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
They don't just all burn up and go out through breath or carbon dioxide. They are actually having to be removed from the body. So sometimes you'll go through a period of days, weeks, or something where you actually feel sluggish. It's because the body is detoxifying from whatever kind of lifestyle choices or food choices, whatever is going on in the body, and it will go through that period. So all of the avenues of detoxification will be used, whether it's a really stuffy nose or you feel gunk coming out of your ears or your eyes in the morning have that, where you feel
Yeah.
like what's coming out of my eyes, your breath can smell off, your digestion, bowel movements, your pee can be a different color, all those things. Those are classic detoxification symptoms that anyone who has ever been on any kind of a improvement of diet will generally see. And the main trick to that is actually quite simple. You
Yeah.
double the amount of water that you're normally drinking,
Mm-hmm.
And interesting with people, when I say double that, most people will just go, okay, I'll drink more water. No, you can't. You actually have to have a measured, like, where's mine? And I think that's why you see people who are interested in health, they're carrying their water with them. It's not so much that they don't have access to water where they go. It's almost as a measuring device, so that at 5 o'clock at the end of the day, it's really easy for humans to suddenly look and go, I filled this up in the morning. I've barely touched it. So it's really easy. So it takes a while for you to sort of go, I've got to remember to be flushing my cells every hour. I have to be peeing, especially during a detoxification period, or when you really focus on it. You really want to be urinating about every 90 minutes. You know then, I'm moving this river through me, and as detoxification is happening, as my body is replacing these cells with higher functioning cells, this is all going to flow through me instead of clogging me up, instead of making me sluggish.
You know, it's pretty amazing. Now, when you ha take AFA, does it come in different forms, or is it in powder form? Like, how do people usually consume it? What is the common ways of consuming AFA?
We as harvesters, one of the brilliant things that the founders figured out was how to capture it and freeze it. So that was ri the original kind of magic that E3 Live grasped back 3 decades ago, was they were really the first ones, and the only ones actually in the world, that have figured out how to capture it and freeze it and then be able to ship it all over. We ship to everywhere. We ship to Japan. Japan, of course, has long been advocates, and they understand the power of algae in the world. They harvest algae from their coastlines. That's the saltwater algae. This, of course, is a freshwater algae. But they buy tens of thousands of dollars every month of our product. So it comes in a fresh frozen type, and we now have it wired so that we can ship fresh frozen anywhere in the US for a pretty good price. We worked it out with FedEx. Like, yeah, we really got a good process for being able to get that fresh frozen, still frozen, within 2 or 3 days. So it comes in fresh frozen, and then we also know that how to capture it and be able to dry it in a way that keeps its potency and keeps its aliveness. So we also offer it in classic capsules as well as in just powdered form. You can get it in 50 gram, so people can scoop it out and put it into smoothies or whatever it is that you've got. A lot of juice bars around the country use our AFA and are scooping it in, or they take it out and pour a little bit of the fresh frozen into people's smoothies.
And do you find that it's most effective if you use it on a daily basis?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. These are micronutrients, so you want them saturating your body pretty much every day. Yeah, I've never found it beneficial to, skip days or take time off, It's kind of like vitamin C. You want it every day. You can live without it, it's okay, but I always feel better if I'm taking it on a regular basis.
And I tell that to people all the time. Like, a lot of people I'll talk to, they will start using really good, potent, different supplements to improve their overall health. And then so I'm like, do you take it daily? They're like, oh, I take it every once in a while. I'm like, well, you can't take it every once in a while. When you take something like AFA, or you take some, you take certain types of supplementation or vitamins, you have to consistently take it and build it up in your system, I believe. And that way your body really can absorb it and start to, have a healing process, or start to improve your overall health and longevity, and you start seeing, adequate changes in your life for the better. Do you feel the same way?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It's like anything. You just put it into your routine, and then it becomes like brushing your teeth in the morning. You just do it.
I feel like the same way. Like, when you start doing something and you make it a part of your daily, living in your daily lifestyle, you don't even realize anymore. It just becomes a habit. It just becomes part, it's something that you might do, whether you do it in the morning or the afternoon or whenever you do it. Now, when you do AFA, is it better to start and do it in the morning and have it, working through your system, or does it doesn't really matter what time you take it?
I never found it, that it mattered too much. I just take it in the morning because I like the idea of having an empty stomach.
Yes.
I do, it's one of the first things I do in the morning. But that said, everybody is different.
Right.
That's, one of the keys to it. Everybody is different. So dose levels will be different for everybody. Everybody has different sensitivities.
Yes.
I'm 6'8", I'm 230 pounds. So, what works for me is may not work for, other people. But, that's the cool thing, and that is one of the things I think that is one of the most important things about the natural health movement is recognizing you are your own walking petri dish. We
Yeah.
are all our own experiment. You And we talked about this before we started this, Stacey, this call, is that you've got to read, you've got to study, you've got to ask people, and then you have to experiment on your own body. You've got to
Right.
see what works for yourself.
Right. And I think people have to realize that, what works one person may not work for the other person, and what a person feels on a certain dosage, another person might not feel, Now, and when also when you if you have certain conditions or you take certain medications, when you're on AFA, is there anything that you should be cautious of most likely, or discuss with your doctor, or you haven't really heard anything like that?
No, and in some cases with some supplements and some herbs, yeah, there are counterindications that you have to kind of pay attention to if you are on certain medications. But I've never heard anything for AFA, and that speaks, though, again, to its cellular structure and what it contains. These are
Right.
just very the basic building blocks of life in a form that the body absorbs instantly.
Yeah.
So it seems to work for everyone. I've never met anyone that said, "Yeah, you shouldn't take AFA."
Right.
It's like saying, to me, it's like saying, "Yeah, you shouldn't take vitamin D. You shouldn't take vitamin C." It's a it it is it's the building blocks of
Right.
life, and blue-green algae, freshwater blue-green algae is that spark of life. It was the it is Earth's first food.
And it seems like it would increase your energy level as well. I know people that have taken it, and they said their skin, their complexion, or their skin became, they felt younger because their skin changed. Some people felt like a lot, more energetic on it, and they felt very vibrant on it. I've heard only good things so far on AFA. But it's pretty amazing. I think it's so important that people like look into these things, and because even in the blue zone, people are starting to realize that certain ways of life can really change the level of longevity, and it can change your health and the way you feel. In the blue zone areas, people live a very long life, a majority of them, and it's because of the way they take care of their bodies, the food they're putting in their bodies, the way they live life, and then these are all important factors people have to take in consideration in. Because I think people take their life and their health sometimes for granted. They don't realize that if how we take care of our bodies have such an impact on our future.
We were talking about water earlier, and I wanted to mention that one of the most fascinating things about Klamath Lake is the water that the algae grows in. I mean, the water is the dirt. Because it's an aqua plant, aqua
Yeah.
botanical, it's the kin to, some farmers, dirt and earth, and obviously the quality of that growing medium
Yeah.
is the key to its health. And one of the cool things that I do anytime I have friends who come visit me here up in the mountains of Oregon is we always take them to what are called the rivers of light. They're the source of these streams and
Yeah.
rivers that flow down and form the lake. And in fact, if you look at a map, and most people know where Crater Lake is. Crater Lake is, famous, very deep It's considered one of the cleanest sources of water in the
Yeah.
world. Well, that's up just north of Klamath Lake. And so that water filters down through the different layers of rock, thousands of feet. And then miles later, going south, it bubbles back up into these rivers. And when you go visit they're at the headwaters of these
Yeah.
rivers, meaning you're walking through the woods, there's no water, there's no river, and then suddenly you're hearing water coming out, and then sure enough, just out of the side of the mountain pours these crystal clear springs, and you can see clear down into it. And when you first get there, you think, oh, this is just 3 or 4 feet deep, and then you walk out in there, it's freezing, it's absolutely freezing water. It's like 8 feet, 12 feet deep, but you're seeing all these hundreds of springs boiling up. You can just drink
Wow.
the water right from them. That is the source of the water that comes through Klamath Lake. So it's one of those extraordinary places that I consider it a real magical spot in the world. You've got Crater Lake there, and then Mount Shasta to the south, and Klamath, this Klamath algae that grows in Klamath Lake right in between. I find it, one of those magical places on the planet.
Yeah, and it's amazing because I had someone on the show and they talked about how they changed their water and the water they drank and how they had all these medical problems. And once they went out of their way to get a certain type of water, their medical problems and their health improved dramatically. And
Yeah.
it was it, and he no longer had the problems that he was battling with for so many years. All from, he saw the major changes when he went and he made sure he got certain types of waters and from the kind of the springs that you're talking about. And he was no longer buying bottled water or water in the grocery store. And
Yeah.
it played such a traumatic role in the improvement of his health. People don't realize that the quality of water takes a huge impact on your health as well.
Yeah, hydration. I mean, it's the way you flush the cells. So it's critical that people, and I tell people, if they want to have a really cool experiment that costs them no money, just do a rehydration program for 14 days or 20 days. All they want to do is get a source of clean water. They can filter their water, whatever it is, but then they carry around 2 or 3 liters, depending on their body weight. You can't overdo it. You drink that water, you flush. And it takes a while because people feel, I don't feel like drinking this much water. Well, after a week, your body will start to actually desire it. And man, the difference in the way a body feels when it is properly cleansed, when it's properly been flushed with enough clean, clear H2O.
And I believe he also had a filterization, a special type of filterization tool in his home where he even put the water through that before he drank it. And between having the pure water and the filterization, his whole health changed. It shows you how the water you drink and the algae, like the AFA, like these things have such impacts on our body. People don't realize that it goes into our body and it creates a healing process. It creates rejuvenation and it changes our whole body, and can improve our overall health and our lifeline as well. Now, tell me some of the products that you sell on your website. I want to hear because I've gone on them and they're very interesting. You have the AFA, but you also have a product that helps with the brain also.
Correct. A number of years ago, they found out that if you concentrate the AFA through a couple of proprietary processes that we figured out, you get this extract of the AFA. It's kind of like a concentrated version of AFA. And what that does is it increases the percentage of some of the key compounds that are found in AFA. One of them is something called PEA. That's the acronym. PEA, it stands for phenylethylamine. Phenylethylamine is one of the fascinating little chemicals that the body actually produces. But you can also find it in certain plants. And AFA has a ton of it. And PEA is also known as the love compound or the love chemical, because when you consume it, you most people have a sense, an increased sense of joy or an increased sense of empathy for others. So that's one of the pieces to it. The other one is phycocyanin. Phycocyanin is the blue color of plants, and phycocyanin is a is have been found to be a very effective the word's skipping my brain, the it anti-inflammatory.
Sorry.
So people with body pains, aches, and so forth find it very beneficial. And then it increases all of the compounds that are found in there. But the main effect of that seems to be an increase in cognition. So we call that product Brain On, which
I
is
like that.
again, the concentrated form of the only thing that's in there is AFA, but it is that concentrated extract of
Nice.
AFA. And then we also sell a form of spirulina, which is another type of blue-green algae. We've got that's called Blue Magic. Many people are familiar with Blue Magic around the country. You'll see famous people like the Kardashians. We got very good press when the Kardashians on one of their shows showed them adding our Blue Magic to their smoothie, and that became this big, huge wave of interest in the blue pigment of found in spirulina. So you'll find that on our website as well. We also have, digestive enzymes and probiotics that, again, we mix with AFA. But those are basically it. We focus a lot on the gem that we have a hold of and that we are feel responsible for, being the farmers and protectors of the lake and of the of AFA.
Now, where can people find your supplements and your vitamins?
E3live.com is the best way to go there. I actually was, before I got on, I was going to come up with a coupon, or a code or something for your listeners to get a discount. So, I can email that to you afterwards. And if you can,
I'll put it in the
if you could,
description box for people.
perfect, that would be great. And I'll do that as soon as we get off. I was trying to scrambling before we got on to get that, and I'll make sure
That
we
would be
get that
great.
to you.
I think the consumers will love that. And I'm actually very excited to try it myself.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I hope you try our fresh frozen. Our fresh frozen is just knocks the socks off people, and it's so extraordinary.
Is it more potent because it's fresh frozen?
I wouldn't call it more potent. What I would say is everyone has to try out the dip to two differences. I actually, most mornings, I'm just eating the capsules. Again, I'm a big guy. I'm fit, but I'm a big guy. So I like the capsules because I'm running a company. I'm just, and then, water. But my wife loves the fresh frozen. It speaks to her better. So I would just have people try both.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, you also authored a few books also.
I
Can you tell us
did.
about them?
Yeah, my whole route into all this was kind of probably similar, as we talked about, is similar to yours. And I got so turned on to the transformations that were happening in my body when I was introduced to a dietary program back in, this is back in the 80s. When I was really young, I dropped out of college and moved out to the mountains of Colorado, and I helped a friend build a house. I suddenly got hired to be this carpenter. I'd never, pounded a nail in my life. Anyways, from that, I bought an old house, sold it before flipping houses was even a thing. And in 1979, I sold that house. And with that money, I traveled around the world for 3 years, mainly hitchhiking through Africa. I worked on a kibbutz in Israel. I sailed for 92 days out in the Indian Ocean. I traveled across Australia, and this was all during 79 through 82. That was just when the natural health movement was really starting to take hold, and I met these people that were doing all this and the transformations they told me, and then the transformations I went through by changing from a standard American diet to a more clean, plant-based, food diet was transformative to me. So when I got back to the States, I actually enrolled in a school, a nutritional school called the Cushy Institute in Boston. And from that 9-month program, and then the work that I did afterwards with showing people all that, I wrote a couple of books, the 28-Day Cleansing Program, Nutritional Cleansing Made Easy, and it was all about this idea of cellular regeneration by removing the foods that were difficult for the body to digest. They have a tendency to clog up the body, slow the body down, and transform over into a more, doesn't have to be a vegetarian diet, doesn't have to be a vegan diet, but you are learning to eat, find the foods that have extraordinary nutrient clarity. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with kind of the energetics of food, but man, whatever kind of scientific label you want to put on it, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for plants. You're looking for foods that have a potent amount of light energy in them. And by consuming those foods, you will go through a transformation in that first 30, 60 days. And I wanted to show people that there's a way to do that that was not hard. You didn't have to starve. You could eat as much food as you want, as long as you just stayed on this food and watched the transformation and not get fooled by the detoxification period. A lot of times, especially back then, before detoxification was really understood. Now, science talks about it. They have different words than detoxification, but they understand the whole idea of cellular die-off. Herxheimer reaction. I love that phrase. First time I heard Herxheimer reaction, I just laughing hysterically. I thought, see, the scientists need to have their own language for what we knew was going on cellular, because we were experiencing it. Why do I suddenly have acne at 32 years old? Because I'm just eating a lighter diet. That's Herxheimer reaction. That's cellular cleansing. So those books really talked about it to make people more comfortable and realizing you didn't have to suffer through it. You just had to understand what was going on. So that was my passion for many, many years. And it got me to where I am here, because this is really what I do.
I love it, and I'm very big on detoxification. As we were talking about earlier in the show, when I was going through my own health issues, the first thing I did was I had a de I detoxified my body, and it was when I after the detoxification took effect. That was when I saw major changes, even with my epilepsy. My seizures started to decrease, but it was after the detoxification process that I went through that I saw such huge changes in my health, just getting all those toxins out of our body. Because I think people don't realize all those toxins, if our body doesn't know what it is, it stores it and it just builds up in our body and it leaches onto our organs. And that's when people start getting illnesses and they start slowing down and not feeling well and all these different things start happening. So if we could flush all these toxins out of our body and we could eat a healthy, diet and have superfoods in our diet and do things like incorporate AFL-A into our diet and really, stay on a healthy path, our whole lives could actually really improve tremendously. Many people,
Extraordinary, extraordinary. It's like being reborn.
And I think so many people, they listen to what doctors say, and sometimes doctors are a little too friendly with medications, and they pass it out. And what happens was is I hear so many stories from people, well, the doctor gave me this prescription and I thought it was going to make me better. And then all of a sudden, not too long after, I started getting other symptoms. So they went back to the doctor and the doctor gave them another prescription plus that prescription. And then I got more symptoms, but they never correlated that. Maybe it's the medications giving them all these symptoms. And before they knew it, they had a whole, bathroom full of different medications that they were on and they were interacting with them. And it just ch changed their life. And they just walked around like with no life in them. You could just see they would just suck like a drainage. And that's not a way to live life,
No, No, it's the hardest thing to get out from under is that idea that our medical profession has all the answers, and they don't. They're very, very good at prescribing medications, but haven't taken the time to most of them, but not as great. There's many, many MDs now recognizing because of their own personal experience or because they've had so many of their customers, clients coming in saying, I got transformed by doing these things, and they're finally paying attention. So I'm very, very encouraged by the direction that we're going.
Yeah, I've seen many doctors in the medical fields now starting to change their outlook on natural health and starting to see, that there is another way and that it's not about, writing a prescription, that there are other healthy ways and realizing that some of these medications are actually doing more bad things than good things for people and really looking at different ways that they could go about helping individuals. And I'm very excited to try AFA. I really am. After talking to you, I'm very excited because I've heard so many great things about your product. So I'm very excited. And if you had to really take everything that we talked about today and you wanted to give people a couple of different takeaways to emphasize to the listeners, what are some of the things that you really think are important the listeners should remember?
The diet disease, diet health connection is the most misunderstood and most powerful way to transform your life. And it not only transforms your skin and your eyes, and how you feel, it transforms your thinking. When your mind is clear, you make different decisions. When your mind is clear, you have different emotional reactions to things. You are less susceptible to cult-like thinking, group think, overreactivity. You are more thoughtful. You are less reactive. And to me, those are the most important things that the world needs right now. And one of the ways to access that is through this whole concept of cellular regeneration. The cool thing about it is that you don't you, there's not only there's not one way to that path. That just the general way is to start saying, what if I started to make cleaner dietary choices? Start anywhere along that way. Learn how to prepare your own foods. I am amazed the number of people say I don't cook. If I always love showing people when they come and visit me, I say, let me cook you dinner. And one of the things that always amazes, especially these people who don't cook for themselves, who eat mainly takeout food or mainly fast foods, is how extraordinarily fast it is to make a gallon of soup, how extraordinarily fast it is to make enough food inside of a half an hour that lasts me 24 hours, 36 hours, and that it's all made from base ingredients that the earth makes. You do not have to be a vegan. You do not have to be a vegetarian. You do have to eat mainly plant life. It's what we are designed for. And to start to explore the world of superfoods. AFA is, to me, the ground spark of the entire earth. But there are others as well. We're not the only company that has really cool superfoods. But start, with what I just laid out and pick a few really good superfoods to start adding to your nutrition. And I mean, when if people do this, I want them to write you, and then you can email and say, look what they just did. 60 days. In 60 days, people can just be like, I can't believe the changes. I had no idea that that long-term symptom that I thought I was going to live with the rest of my life, that I have lived with for 40 years, is now gone, or it's releasing, or it's 80% better.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's only 60 days, because a lot of times people will take supplements and it'll take them, it'll take them 3 months to notice a change, where you probably, it seems like you'll start noticing the change a lot quicker if you're doing it consistently, you're putting the proper diet, you're doing everything the way you're supposed to, you're going to see change quicker than you expected, as long as you're doing everything the way you're supposed to be doing it. And you know what? It is. It's very simple to cook. You could even, I got this cookbook. It was like over 100 dishes in a crock pot that you could make.
Oh, it's the best.
You know,
I
and
tell
it's
everybody,
like,
get a crock pot.
yeah, if you don't like cooking and you're just, or
Oh.
you're just, you've raised your kids and you're just tired of cooking, get a crock pot, start, throw everything in the crock pot in the morning, and by dinner
Love it.
time, you're all ready.
Yeah, that's it. That's really good. Oh, that's so it. And then I tell everyone too, get a damn good knife. I mean, I can't believe when I go into people's kitchens, I look and go, how do you cut with this? Come on, get a good vegetable cutting knife, because it makes it so much
Exactly.
more fun.
Oh yeah, for sure. For 100%, 100%. You have the right tools and you have the proper things, and
Yeah.
amazing. I had a friend of mine who they just came out with a it was not like a stove, but it was like a mini thing where you could actually put any type of food in. If you were tired coming home from work, long day, maybe taking care of the kids all day, you could put fresh food in there, and there was pictures of all different types of foods, and you just put in the picture of the food and how much it weighed, and it cooked it exactly the way you wanted. All you had to do is put a couple of spices and whatnot, and within a few minutes it was ready, because it was cooking it quicker than it normally would for if you were cooking it in the oven. But it was like he said, it was the easiest thing. He could come home, he could just, if he had a chicken, he put a chicken, if he had vegetables,
That's it.
put a picture of his vegetables, and within under 10 to 15 minutes, it was done. All I had to do was put some spices on it, a little pepper or something, and he had himself a meal. So nowadays it's easy to cook, naturally if you want. It's like there's so many different things that we could do, to but just or I have friends that prepare. Like they'll do it a couple they'll prepare clean food, and they'll make enough for a couple of days, and then I'll have some
Oh,
friends that will put
it's the key. Leftovers rock. Leftovers absolutely rock.
I have my dad goes to the grocery store every day, and he'll make a couple of days worth,
That's it.
and he's good to go. He's in his 80s and he still loves to cook.
Oh,
And
no kidding. No kidding. Well done. Oh, Stacy, you got the longevity gene then. That's great. That's awesome. 80, well done.
he's Greek, and then my
Oh
aunt.
God, tell me no more. I mean, Greeks know how to eat. That is awesome. I had no idea. That's great. Oh, it's really true. Every Greek I've ever met, they know how to eat. They really do. They know how to, they have an innate sense of balance in their diet. That's awesome. Oh, you're ahead of us.
My great aunt, she just had recently passed away last year. She was 103. She used to go in the backyard and pick dandelion and make and then just dry them out, make dandelion tea. Everything came from her backyard. She picked the olives out, and 103 years old she lived too.
Oh, I wish I could have met her. I wish I could have met her. Really, that gives me chills to know. Yeah, and to know that there's still people out there that get that. That's great. You've got an extraordinary DNA. Your genetics are there, Stacy. You're right where you should be, Stacy. Teaching people about this. Really, I'm very, very happy you're doing this.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been amazing. Just, I hope you'll come back on the show and we could talk more about this, because I feel like this is something that people really need to learn more about. Because you know what? I even though it's been here for thousands of years, people, are learning about it now. It's coming out. It's becoming a little bit more popular because, like you said, the Kardashians were doing it. People are getting it. Words are coming out. We just have to like make it known, and we have to just educate people on AFA and
Yeah.
all these different, certain types of ways of just changing little tweaks in our diet. Little things could just have such a huge impact on our health. And that's what I try to get across to people, that, when people think about something, they get overwhelmed. It's not as hard as you think. Little baby tweaks, and you don't have to
That's
do
it.
everything at once. Each day you make a little tweak, a little tweak, little tweak, and before you know it, you start noticing the changes and you start feeling good. And it's great when you're in our age group and you feel a lot younger and you can still do a lot of things. And because there are people that are our age that are very slow, sluggish, not enjoying life. And then I have a 90-year-old grandmother who can dance around the house and is chasing a puppy right now. So it's all how you take care about yourself, and it's not hard, just baby
That's
tweaks.
it. I'd love to come back.
I'd love to have you back. Well, thank you so much, Scott. This has been amazing. I enjoyed every moment and I can't wait to try your AFA. I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Thanks, Stacy.
You have a great day.
You too.